9, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Now, are you sure you want to put something before a wombat fart in here? Are you sure about that? Because people are waiting with anticipation.
I know.
Listening to us right now.
We have to just give a little bit of quality airtime to the parrot. Because I feel like if we didn't find the parrot that sings Beyonce, we wouldn't have found the wombat that farts. If I were.
Now, this is a song the parrot sings.
This is actually Beyonce, this by the way. Yeah. This is not the parrot. Just to clarify.
Very talented parrot doing this one.
But,
yes.
I mean, there are some talented animals out there and noises come out of their bodies at all ends. And so this really talented parrot can sing Beyonce If I Were a Boy.
If I was a boy.
That is legitimately a parrot.
That is amazing. Kudos to the parrot.
I think that's incredible. I mean, really, it's just a matter of repeating.
Well, they'd have to play that song a lot, wouldn't they, in the house?
Well, then that's the other thing is like, what sort of torture has that parrot been through to be able to recall Beyonce with such great pitch and definition?
I've got to hear the pitch one more time, Matt. Oh, those high notes are good.
It was worth playing,
it was
right?
Worth playing.
People need to know about the singing parrot.
Are you done with the singing parrot?
Yeah, let's talk about Pete.
Okay, here comes Pete. So this was on the BBC. This has gone viral. This is a wombat farting. Now, when people overseas,
can you context this? Like, where is this wombat?
So this is on. So this is in Australia, and this is a documentary that they showed on the BBC about Pete the wombat. Pete's not well. You know, they love these kind of shows over there about our Australian wildlife and what goes on here.
So Pete's not doing okay. Well, clearly.
He's not doing. He needs his medication, but he's doing all right. Pete's doing all right.
I don't think his guts are okay.
That's him munching on some corn there.
He's very cute.
Yeah.
Wombats are cute, but then they're vicious, right?
But the reason this has gone viral is because in the middle of it, Pete just drops one. Pete the wombat. And I've got to say, I hadn't heard a wombat farting until yesterday. It was a first for me. And it is.
This is a first for a lot of people
this is
right
first.
Now.
All right, this is a first for everyone right here. This is the first time you're ever going to hear a wombat drop it. Here we go.
Come on, this is your favourite. I'm just trying to make friends with Pete because in a moment he's going to have his medication. And then after that, I'm going to be looking at taking him back to the sanctuary.
And the treat?
Wasn't me. Oh, geez. Funny boy. Come on, this is your favourite.
How awkward does the handler get? He's like, oh, well, wasn't me.
That's like when you're with your grandparent and your grandparent drops one. You're like, oh, it wasn't me. It was definitely granddad who's snoozing on the couch.
But just have one more listen to the length of it one more time. Just
a treat. Wasn't me.
Yes, so wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Oh, Pete. Sweetheart. I'm sure he felt better after getting that out of his system. Better out than in.
That's right. That's right. So there you go. First for everybody, just some quality FM radio stuff for you.
Thank you.
Gaundy and Ash and Maz show. I'm going to throw you in on the mix on
there, Maz. Okay, right, cool.